The U.S. military was on full display at the Academy Awards with movies like Argo and Zero Dark Thirty. But it was an Oscar-nominated documentary that's lifting the curtain on sexual assaults in the military.
I joined the military halfway through my senior year of high school, wanting to serve my country.
The professionalism, the camaraderie.
Getting out there and giving it my all.
That's what I chose to do.
Everything changed the day that I was raped.
The film The Invisible War depicts servicemen and women who have been sexually assaulted and what they face when they speak up.
For drugs and 2 weeks for rape.
They let this man get away with everything but murder. They gave
him this morning, I examine this growing problem as we conclude our week-long focus, Serving Those Who Serve. Sometimes the most challenging enemy is within. That's what Jennifer Norris found out when she enlisted in the Air Force. The young woman from rural Maine may have thought she would be defending America by fighting an enemy from afar. But as it turned out, her biggest battle was with the military force that she had pledged to serve.
It took me by complete surprise. I grew up in Bethel, Maine, an idyllic childhood, raised as an equal, grew up, you know, living the American dream, basically. And when I joined the military, I walked into a snake pit.
It began with her being sexually assaulted at an airbase in Maine soon after she enlisted.
I experienced not only a rape due to a recruiter chemically restraining me through the use of drugs at what he called a new recruit party, quote unquote. But after that occurred, I had three other predators coming after me and escalating over the course of 2 years.
And for this young recruit, it was a traumatizing introduction to the dark side of military culture.
I didn't even know what rape, sexual assault, sexual harassment, any of that kind of stuff was. I had no idea what was going on aside from, this is wrong. I should not have to come to work every day and deal with this. This is wrong. And I tried to reason with these perps. I tried to fight back with them. All of it. On my own, but it didn't work. They only escalated.
And as bad as the rapes were, seeking justice was even worse. First, who does she tell about who attacked her?
Not only is it a lot of times someone that you know and that's in your unit or is in your chain of command and sometimes even commanders, but you're supposed to report these crimes to these same people who are all acting like drinking buddies and like a good old boy mentality. So if you're the girl or the guy that comes forward and says, well, this is what this guy just did to me, they're looking at you like, well, this guy's been in 18 years. You've been in, what, maybe 6 months to a year? Who are we going to believe?
But one officer noticed there was a dramatic change in Norris's attitude toward the military, and he wanted to know why. So she opened up to him and began the tedious process of bringing charges against two of the four men who attacked her. But she found the deck was stacked against her, even when they pled guilty to what were sexual harassment charges, and then received their official punishment.
Okay, perpetrator number one, you're going to get busted from a master sergeant to a tech sergeant. You're getting a letter of reprimand. You're no longer able to work at your full-time job here at the Maine Air National Guard. We're going to transfer you to headquarters so you can finish out your 20 years. Perp two, you're getting a letter of reprimand, and you are hereby now kicked out of the Maine Air National Guard. Although what happened is he was kicked out, and he was kicked out honorably, so he just turned around and joined the New Hampshire Air National Guard. And the last I knew, he was working at the Pentagon. So my efforts were futile.
Discouraged, Jennifer just wanted to move on. But her problems were only just beginning.
I went back to my squadron because both of the perpetrators were gone now, so I felt safe. And instead, I walked into a snake pit of retaliation and abuse. You name it. I mean, people would hug the wall when I walked down the hall as if I was just going to randomly say that they assaulted me and ruin their career. So instead of it being, wow, you just saved a lot of people from more harm from these people, it turned into, you just made those two lose their careers. We're going to take you down.
And down she went.
I got physically beat by one of the perpetrator's friends for reporting. I tried to press charges against them. Unfortunately, the DA, for some reason, deemed it a barroom brawl and threw out the charge. jizz.
But Norris went on to complete her 6 years in the Air Force, vowing not to be driven out by the abuse she had suffered. And it was surprising that she was unaware that others were suffering too.
I didn't realize this actually until after I retired. I didn't even pay attention to any of that kind of stuff. I had no idea. And then I got out and I started seeing some media reports about it. And then I saw that there was this movie called The Invisible War coming out.
Featured in that Oscar-nominated documentary by Kirby Dick is Massachusetts Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas. She now co-chairs the Bipartisan Caucus on Military Sexual Assault. She told me she came face-to-face with the issue when talking with a group of wounded warriors.
And one of the women, a nurse who'd been deployed several times to Afghanistan and Iraq, said to me, "Ma'am, I'm more afraid of my own soldiers than I am of the enemy." And as she would travel around the base, was always prepared to defend herself. She'd never herself been assaulted, but she felt the presence of a threat at all times. So that was very eye-opening for me.
And Tsongas then moved to make the military sexual assault issue one of her priorities.
We began to reach out to the organizations that are working with service members, men and women, and as a result, learned a lot about what wasn't happening and how the important changes that needed to be made within the military, the various services. That led to my involvement with the Invisible War. As they were making the film, they learned of our efforts.
You may have noticed that Tsonga said men as well as women. And it turns out, although most of the publicity about sexual assault in the military has been about women, more than 50% of the victims are men, men like Michael Matthews.
When I was 19, I was stationed at Whiteman Air Force Base, and one night I was walking through a dark area. I was knocked unconscious, and three men held me down and raped me, sodomized me. I didn't know the perpetrators, and I couldn't see them other than, you know, silhouettes in the dark. So I never reported it, and I never would have reported it because, well, I'm from New York, and realizing that wouldn't have went well for me anyway.
And Mike kept what happened to him secret for many years.
I kept my story quiet for 30 years. After six suicide attempts, I went and finally came forward with my story and got help.
Mike appears in the film Invisible War and a new film he and his wife are making about the men sexually assaulted called Justice Denied. 2 days before Invisible War had its premiere at Sundance Film Festival in January, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta held a news conference.
The number of sexual assaults in the military is unacceptable. Last year, 3,191 reports of sexual assault came in. But I have to tell you that because we assume that this is a very underreported crime, the estimate is that the actual number is closer to 19,000.
And of the 3,192 complaints officially brought before authorities, only 8% were prosecuted. Despite the depressing statistics, Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas says some progress is being made.
Often the commander was overseeing both the assailant and the survivor. It was an inherently compromised position. Secretary Panetta announced a decision to move it up the chain of command. So it wasn't the immediate commander, but would take it to at least a colonel level.
But Nora says Panetta's actions don't go far enough, and she said this in her testimony before the House Armed Services Committee.
The only credible solution is an independent special victims unit completely outside the unit chain of command, under professional civilian oversight.
Tsongas admits much more has to be done.
What we need to see is a change of culture within the military. The prevalence of these crimes just is not tolerable.
And Nora says she and the other military sexual assault survivors are ready for the fight.
We are not going to stop. I mean, they trained us to be warriors, and we may not be able to be warriors for the military anymore, but we can be for this cause for the military because we want what's best for the military as well.
When one thinks of caring for those who serve our country, no one is more deserving than those who serve in our military.
Our men and women in uniform put their lives on the line every day to try to keep America safe. We have a moral duty to keep them safe.
Bob C., WGBH, Boston Public Radio. And if you missed any of our week-long focus on the military or want to share it with your followers, we posted the entire five-part series, Serving Those Who Serve, You'll find it online at wgbhnews.org.